Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. My name is Faith Mark Perewich Ogori. But just before we begin, let us take an opening message from Her Excellency, Honorable Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Yesomwike, the initiator of Reef Ethics.
Greetings to our kind and loving people of River State, and welcome to another episode of Rivetics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that a picture is worth a thousand words and photographers are truly rich. The theme of this episode is photography. Since the early 19th century, photography has become an ever-increasing medium of personal expression and appreciation for countless people around the world. A photograph has the ability to capture a place, an experience, an idea, or a moment in time. For this reason, it is said that the picture is worth a thousand words. Photographs can convey a feeling faster than, and sometimes even more effectively, than words can. A photograph can make the viewer see the world the way the photographer sees it. Photographs even transcend the passing of time. A photo from 100 years ago can still be as appreciated now as it was then. A photograph taken tomorrow can still be just as appreciated by others in 100 years' time. A photo is nothing but a mixed bag of emotions taking place at a particular instant of time, expressed beautifully through the art of photography. It communicates unlimited feelings and emotions to the person who clicks the photograph and those who enjoy it. We encourage young budding professionals and interested candidates to pursue photography as a passion. Even students should see and treat photography as a career. Photography could be a rewarding profession too. Many of us aren't even aware of the various fields in photography. Various personalities worldwide have tasted immense success in areas like wildlife photography, nature photography, childhood photography, and similar themes. Let us listen to our guest speaker as she takes us through the topic. She is Mrs. Faith Mark Perewich Ogori, the Chief Executive Officer, SF Stars Studio in Port Harcourt. This is a drama sketch titled Reflections by Princess Amy Alagwa. Please enjoy the episode. As smart rivers people, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Na belle pour boy bermay a silver ma bia me atano bebo ma bia o rop mana ro mesa I bi mana ma go say o dey say bermay a chuo ko ma bia be
of inflation in our country now.
Boma, it's really nothing to write home about. The common man hope keep dashing, but I thank God we keep pushing. We are not relenting.
It's really alarming, Alice. Had it not been the philanthropic efforts of prominent individuals in our kingdom, it would have been a nightmare for us.
Yes, so, Merit, thank God for the likes of Dr. Wilson and Dr. Waji. Their effort has been the life's wire to the sustainability of our kingdom.
Well, honor is given to whom is due. I'm really happy for the job opportunities
provided to you both. Not like me now.
Honestly speaking, Boma, it is well. But I thank God for the advent of technology. Youths can now carve a pathway for themselves instead of relying on white-collar jobs alone.
Hey, come on, Merit. What are you talking about? There is no hope for the common man, oh. You see, my certificates are heavily battling with dust at home, if you don't know.
That's the same situation for millions of youths out there. Nobody is exceptional. Please, don't go hard on yourself.
Both of you are indeed lucky. That's what I can say. Working with a lot of NGOs. Even Washaman, my friend, is doing well with his dry cleaning business. I can't even think of what to do.
Hey, Boma. How about Washaman? It's been a while.
Washaman. Hey, Washaman Galanto. Now, just last week, he collect woto woto for Mama Tina hand.
What happened? Mama Tina.
Give us gist, Abeg.
Merit.
My ears.
That will be for another time, oh. Because as you see me now, I'm more concerned about my present state. It's really, really depressing.
Boma, you don't have to feel dejected nor depressed. There are a lot of opportunities out there. A lot of gold mines yet on tap.
Merit, which gold mines again now? If you have any, see, tell me so I can start digging.
Yes, Merit. Please, can you give us a clue of what these gold mines of yours look like?
Oh.
The gold mines I'm talking about here signifies the career opportunities we can always craft for ourselves. We have a lot. And I can even give you an example. Let me suggest photography.
Photograph?
Yes.
Hey! You mean say, me I go become camera man?
Wow! So photography is the new oil well?
Yes, Alice and Boma. You have to negate this shallow mindset of yours, though, because the importance of photography in the digital world of today cannot be overemphasized.
Mary, this one choked me, oh. So you want to tell me, say, I, the one and only Boma in the room of Abaji Kingdom, will be carrying camera up and down, looking for who will pose for me.
Boma.
God forbid.
I think she's making a point. Okay. You need to analyze this carefully and venture as soon as possible. It is better than doing nothing. Okay. Just take a look at your friend, Washaman, and how big his investment is. He didn't blossom overnight. And he started from scratch.
Yes, it's true. Because I personally read Washerman's contract and signed it for him. You know, he can't read. He's not so literate. I was the one who read it and signed it for him. He's now a multi-millionaire. From that IOC's contract that he hits. And he has built on that over the years. He didn't wait for the government nor the white-collar jobs. It will be beneficial to you if you can just consider this.
Really?
Yes, of course. Just give it a shot, and I promise you, you won't regret it. Remember, you are the one that always gives us those shots when we go out for functions, and you are really great at that. So, there's a talent inborn.
You know, in the world of photography, we have a high demand of services in versatile areas such as architecture, advertising, adventures, etc. These are areas where you can monetize the photography skills and still live a very comfortable life.
Merit, I'm really grateful for sharing this value to me. You have really inspired me to take a bold step. See, I don't think anything will deter me again.
Boma, I really can't wait to come to your studio for those killer shots.
Oh my God.
Like they say, a picture is worth more than 1,000 words. Photography is a sine qua non in our day-to-day activities and serve as a memory archive for the present and future generations.
See me, as I'm rushing to get my camera and tripod. Work, don't start though.
Success. I wish you all the best. The drama you just listened to is titled Reflection by Princess Amy Alagwa, starring
Wolu Precious Ininda as Alice,
Odoi Harmony Ebenezer as Boma,
and your baby girl, Princess Amy Alagwa, as Merit. Written by Visa, it was directed by Princess Amy Alagwa. Remember, I keep saying this. If you do right, you will make it. There are no excuses. Anyone who does right has a chance.
Remember, I dey always talk this thing. If you do the right thing, you go make them. Anybody who won't do the right thing, get hope.
No, they give excuse. Nobody will know if he make him if you do right. I love you all. Bye bye. Mwah.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere, to build a better nation. That's the reason why we're here. A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio, and my name is Faith Mark Perewich Ogori. Today, I will be speaking on the topic photography. We will be looking at a brief history of photography, the definition of photography, why we need photography, the importance of photography, types of photography, and photography as a hobby. The history of photography began in remote antiquity with the discovery of two critical principles, camera obscura image projection and the observation that some substances are visibly altered by exposure to light. There are no artifacts or descriptions that indicate any attempts to capture images with light-sensitive materials prior to the 18th century. In 1826, Nicephore Niépce first managed to fix an image that was captured by a camera, but at least 8 hours or even several days of exposure in the camera were required, and the earliest results were very crude. Niépce's associate, Louis Daguerre, went on to develop the daguerreotype process, the first publicly announced and commercially viable photographic process. The daguerreotype required only minutes of exposure in the camera and produced clearer, finely detailed results. The details were introduced later on to the world in 1839 by the French government, a date generally accepted as the birth year of practical photography. Now, let's talk about the definition of photography. What is photography? According to Wikipedia, a photograph, also known as a photo, an image, or a picture, is an image created by light falling on a photosensitive surface, usually a photographic film or an electronic image sensor. Most photographs are now created using a smartphone or a camera. In today's world, most photographs are now created using a smartphone or camera, which uses a lens to focus the scene's visible wavelengths of light into a reproduction of what the human eye would see. The process and practice of creating such images is called photography. Another definition of photography. Photography is the art, A-R-T, the application and the practice of creating durable images by recording lights, either electronically or by means of an image sensor, or chemically by means of a light-sensitive material such as a photographic film. Photography is the art or process of producing images by the action of radiant energy and especially light on a sensitive surface such as a film or an optical sensor. Let's go on a short break. We will be right back.
Hey, another one don't trail it. You think say God day, therefore you no go walk. My friend, not deceive yourself.
work not they fall from up.
Something for do full ground.
It no matter how small the thing be, hungry no go quench you. Lie, lie. Not just stand out there like a burra when water don't bury full. Then when night reach, work go land your domot. But where? You waste time. You must work hard so that work is go boku. Which month they won't take talk and say as you big reach so, you not fit do one better thing. With tea, you not the shame. Try and make your life better. Go find work. Go find work. Go find work, do.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio. And my name is Faith Mark Pererichogori. The topic we are discussing today is photography. And we're still looking at the definition of photography. Photography is a process of recording images on sensitized material by the action of lights, x-rays, etc., and the chemical processing of this material to produce a print, a slide, or a scene film. Photography is the art, practice, or occupation of taking and printing photographs, making scene films, etc. There are many other definitions of photography you can find by reading books or through the internet. Why do we need photography? Photography helps us to capture anything we feel is important to us, for us to remember. One photograph is powerful enough to not only remind us of an event or details, but can bring us right back to the feelings, sounds, and even smells of the moment. Importance of photography. 1. Our photographs tell us what is important to us. Our photographs are part of our legacy. Our photographs allow us to share and to communicate beautiful memories. Our photographs has the power to move us. Photography at its best is a powerful language which speaks to our emotions. It allows us to tell our story and show others our framing of the world around us. Types of photography. There are different types of photography. Understanding which category a photo falls into will develop your photographic knowledge. There are over 40 different types of photography, but we'll be mentioning just a few. 1. Abstract photography. This type of photography stands out from the object world. The use of photographic equipment, processes, or materials is important. They are what makes these images possible. Adventure photography. Anything adventure, photographed in the outdoors, goes in here. This is a niche photographic area. It includes stunning landscapes and challenging shooting conditions. Advertising photography. Advertising photography captures items for posters, billboards, or adverts in magazines or newspapers. The internet is also a huge platform for this type of photography. Architecture photography. This involves photographing buildings and structures. They are accurate representations of the subjects captured using specialized cameras and techniques. Specialized cameras like your drone, a crane, etc. Astrophotography. Astrophotography records objects in the night sky. Stars, satellites, and planets are no exceptions. Even black holes, if you have a telescope long enough. Let's go on a short break. We will be right back shortly.
If you do good, oh, you do for yourself. If you do bad, now you sabi, oh. If you do bad, oh,
now you go take your head and carry am, oh.
If you do bad, yo.
Now you go take your heavy carry am.
If you play person, why yo?
Now you go take your heavy carry am.
If you give person wahala,
now you go take your heavy carry am.
If you play person, mago mago,
now you go take your heavy carry am.
If you do good, you do for yourself, brother. If you do bad, now you sabi yo. If you do bad, yo, sister,
now you go take your head carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head carry am.
If you play person, mago mago,
now you go take your head carry am.
If you give person wahala, oh,
now you go take your head carry am.
Not do bad, yo.
Now you go take your head carry am.
Not play person while you,
now you go take your head
carry. Una mama and papa, confess, oh. Una ide una pikin body, so. Make una not just the sidon ruko, I don't burn and finish. Anything you like, make it do. If your girl picking lazy for house, enough it to do anything. When he come out go marry, now you and mama, now ain't husband, then go the cost. If your picking begin smoke wee-wee, you know no person way big pass him, so cost fully mort. You don't spoil and finish with that. Now him be cricket, when fire don't burn finish, then say, ah, see as oil and full in body. Put eye for the thing when your picking they do, oh. Una hear?
Now take I come out where your picking day, oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime, oh. If he good do now your own, oh. If he bad now you make him so. Now take I come out where your picking day, oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime, oh. If he good do now your own, oh. Ah, if he bad now you make him so.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio. My name is Faith Mark Pereri Chogori. We are speaking on photography. Finally, let's look at photography as a hobby. 9 reasons why photography is an important hobby. 1. You can start from any level, at any age, with any camera. Today, you can see that children are photographers. In fact, they are the best photographers because they photograph with their parents' phones and many times they take good photographs. So you can make photography a hobby because you can start from any level at any age with any camera. Photography is a healthy challenge. Photography helps us notice our world and to stay in the moment. It motivates us to experience more. There are no restrictions with photography. Photography documents family life. It connects us with others. Seeing your improvement gives you motivation. And finally, photography brings joy. Photography is a very beautiful hobby. Photography is a good job that anyone can venture into. With photography, you can make a living. With photography, you can live in today's Nigeria without having any fears. Photography is a good job. It's a good hobby. It's something anybody can venture into and be productive. You know, the Bible says God will bless the works of our hands. So if you venture into the business of photography, you are rest assured that that business will blossom. Photography is very important because it allows people to see the world from different points of view. It allows us to capture our beautiful moments and to retain memories and events that are important for us to remember. Photography is important because it allows people to see the world from different points of view and from different perspectives, and to admire the most different scenarios and situations captured in a frozen moment. Photography helps us to recall events, enjoy some good memories, and to retain those memories for future generations. We preserve the important events and people in our lives via photography. The ceremonies of birth and birthdays, marriages and anniversaries, holidays and new houses are all recorded because they matter to us. And it is only through photography that these memories can be retained. Events, they say, don't happen twice. No two events are alike. But with photography, you can retain these events and you can recall them and you can remember them. I advise you to see photography as a hobby, venture into photography as a business, and you'll be so glad you did. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rave Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.reveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Reave Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at Reave Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on reveethics@gmail.com. The Reeve Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info, 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers, 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.